Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm day across Israel with bright skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze. The evening will bring cooler temperatures, perfect for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF eliminated senior Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorists in a Gaza strike. This comes from JNS, reported an hour ago. Also, Israel strikes back at Iran's attempts to shape a new reality in the Middle East, as noted by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, Israeli ministers clash in a cabinet debate over Iran and Lebanon. I-24 News reports that Ben-Gvir and Dichter had a heated exchange just minutes ago. Separately, Israelis confront yet another wartime flare after Iranian fire. The Forward shared this report 9 hours ago. And finally, Thomas Massey elevates an anti-Israel conspiracy theory about the USS Liberty on the House floor. JTA covered this story 6 hours back. Here's what people are saying online. From X, the latest. Open source analyst OSINT613, writing just now, warns that Iran's regime is more dangerous today. Despite being weakened, it might accelerate its nuclear ambitions as a survival strategy. Iris from Streetwise posted earlier today that Iran's tactics aim to turn Israel into a political hostage. By aligning Lebanon with its interests, Tehran could use it as leverage. Doron Kadosh, a reporter for GLZ Radio, shared new details about a planned Israeli airstrike on Iran. The operation, prepared after recent hostilities, was halted due to a political decision. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF operation in Gaza. JNS reports that the military targeted 3 operatives planning further attacks against Israeli troops. This action underscores the fragile nature of the ceasefire agreement. For civilians in Gaza, tensions remain high, affecting daily life. Turning to Israel's response to Iran, the Jerusalem Post explains that Israel's strike was a strategic move to prevent a new regional threat from emerging. This response maintains the balance of power, critical for regional stability. Meanwhile, the cabinet debate over Iran and Lebanon highlights internal divisions. As I-24 News notes, ministers Ben-Gvir and Dichter differed on how strongly Israel should respond. Such debates could influence Israel's future security policies. On the economic front, first, Point 5 raises $60 million to cut enterprise cloud and AI infrastructure costs. Ynet Business reports this follows a significant growth in revenue, aiding their U.S. expansion. Separately, Halo cuts its workforce by half as Delek Automotive Systems plans to write off its investment. According to Globes, this decision reflects financial challenges in tech investments. And finally, the CEO of Palo Alto Networks declares the SaaS apocalypse over in cybersecurity. CTech highlights their strategic focus on AI-era security platforms, which could reshape the industry. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.